Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Bowling Teams, Rod Blanc. Rod, thanks for joining us, and always exciting to get a new season kicked off here for Pella Christian Bowling.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always I love doing it. The kids are great, and it's a lot of fun for me and for them both. So,
and I know you've been doing this for a long time now. Do you know how many years it's been officially for you doing Pella Christian Bowling, and just what's maybe different or more exciting about this year than maybe some of those past years?
I think I started in 2002, so it's been 22 years, 23 years. It's been good. When we first started, it was a club sport, and then the boys were able to sanction, and so we couldn't have a girls team. And then a couple of years later, the girls sanctioned. So, you know, there's been some changes. It's been interesting. They made some changes this year with the way we can do things, and should work out pretty well. So it's been interesting and a lot of fun for me.
That's a lot of fun. And like you said, I mean, it's a different challenge every year. And kind of looking at this year, just looking at the teams, boys side, you guys have a lot of athletes that are out for bowling this year and a lot of students who are participating in the sport. And just looking at that boys team, how have you kind of gone about working with this squad, knowing that there's a lot of guys that, you know, have varying levels of experience with bowling and competitive bowling at that even, and just working with a larger group there on the boys' side?
And we got 22 boys out this year compared to 9 last year, I believe it was. So that's a big group. There's 12 boys that hadn't bowled before, at least at the high school level, and I don't know that any of them had any youth experience. So if they went bowling, it was just with the family and out for a good time with the guys. And you know, they've a couple of the new guys. One of the new guys is has a high enough average that he made the varsity team already. Although I told him in the beginning, we'll take the 6 high averages, and that's going to be varsity. So the varsity squad could change every week, and everybody's okay with that, which is good because that's about all I can do.
Absolutely right. And when you look at a group like this, you mentioned just having 22 athletes, and you know, you get those 6 spots and trying to get those averages. It's one thing that I'm sure you're very familiar with. I'm sure that the bowlers themselves have gotten familiar with it. But when you talk about those averages and just kind of figuring out those games, it's not all just on meet day necessarily, because especially that first meet against Pella that you had earlier this season, you didn't necessarily have a meet score to go on when you're making that varsity lineup. So if you could just kind of tell us a little bit more about that process of putting together those averages, making sure that you're putting out the 6 guys that you feel like give you the best chance to win on that day.
Yeah, we've got I obviously keep 2 averages. I keep their practice scores as well as their meet scores, but then the one we use to determine who's going to be at ball at what level is the composite of the two. So we use the practice scores to determine at the end of the season who had the most improved average, and the highest average is the composite. But yeah, it's all the games they bowl go into a pot to an average out to see who the top 6 are, and then the next 6 and the next 6 and on that way. So
that's good information to know. And now kind of transitioning, we talked a little bit about the boys squad, talking about the girls squad, a little bit of a smaller group this year. And I know the first meet of the season against Pella, you were unfortunately even a little bit more shorthanded because of just some unfortunate circumstances there. But when you look at this girls squad, what can you tell us about where they're kind of at here as you're in the early stages of the season?
Yeah, we've got 4 girls coming back from last year and 2 girls that are new. The 2 new girls, one of them told me Monday that she had never bowled anywhere before. So, and that's kind of exciting for me. I think it's great that she's willing to give it a shot, to learn the game and have a good time with the rest of the girls. But yeah, with only 6 on the squad, one was sick, one was committed to another class. And so we were down to 4, which really put us in a hole. But the 4 that bowled did fairly well, I believe. So I'm pleased with how that worked out.
That's good to know. And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pelley Christian Bowling Teams, Rod Blunk, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. You know, you mentioned this season. It's kind of interesting, too. You mentioned the experience levels, some that have bowled for you in the past, some that are, you know, maybe underclassmen that are just trying out the sport this year. You've got some who've never tried it, and there are maybe upperclassmen as well that are coming out and trying it. How do you guys go about kind of in practice time, kind of ensuring that each kid is getting the work that they need? Because I know that it's not like maybe a football team where each position's got their own coach or something like that. It's just maybe one or two of you that are right. trying to work with a group of, as you mentioned, nearly 30 bowlers this season.
Yeah. Thankfully, we're all the kids are pretty well confined to 7 or 8 lanes, and so it's not too difficult to walk around and see how they're doing and answer whatever questions they've got, and hopefully point out a couple of things that might help to fix. But like I said, the biggest thing I think for a lot of the kids is just learning the game, learning how to keep score. You know, we talk about different things and try to work with them as individually as much as we can, but with 28 kids, it's kind of difficult to sit one-on-one and take care of everybody all by themselves.
And one thing, too, we look at the first match of the season. You had Pella, which is obviously the rivalry here at Pella Christian. You always want to beat them. Unfortunately, not able to do that. I know one thing for you is not necessarily getting too caught up in the wins and the losses. Is about the kids going out there enjoying the sport, having fun, learning it, and then being able to take that on later into life. And I know you're a big bowling guy yourself, but do that first meet. What were some of the things that you kind of saw that were positives and things that you guys are going to work on for future meets to try to just kind of fine-tune things and try to get closer to knocking off some of these teams on the schedule later in the year?
Yeah, I've always told them, you know, I want you to give me the best you got. And if it's only 100, then give me 100. If you can do 200, then let's do 200. And you know, they're all willing to work at whatever level they're at. You know, they love to watch strikes happen. But I keep telling them, you know, you can throw 5 strikes in a game and not hit 100. So you really need to work on your spares your scores will improve dramatically that way. So we have a, you know, that's one thing we got to get over a little bit.
Good information on that front as well. And just kind of looking at the rest of the season here, I know you're going to be a little bit busier before Christmas break as well, with a couple of matches coming up December 3rd, December 7th, and so on and so forth. And I know that there's a lot of things that go into those matches and just making the rounds on that. But looking at this stretch before Christmas break, what are some of the goals that you guys kind of have set out for the next couple meets and just trying to better prepare yourself for later in the year?
Well, we want to get as much practice in as we can. We typically practice on a Monday, but Oskaloosa, with the situation we've got, they have a meet on Monday, so we don't get to practice next week. But we've got the meet on Tuesday. We got a meet on Saturday. Probably at least one the week after. I didn't bring the schedule with me, but you know, like I said before, I typically expect the kids to do the best they can and try to shake off bad shots and fix things that aren't working real well for them. So you know, with all the kids that have not bowled very much in the past, there's some things to obviously work on that way. But a couple of the kids that, even me, I didn't have a great night Monday night, so that's just nature of the game, you know?
Absolutely right. Coach Blunk, appreciate the time talking Pelley Christian Bowling with you. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Eagles do the rest of the season.
Yeah, it'll be good. We've got 10 teams, 10 schools in the conference this year, so we get to go all over the place. I know we go to Adel one time for a meet with ADM, and obviously all of our home meets are in Oskaloosa, but and then we've got the conference meet, which is just varsity, and then the varsity state qualifier meet. So there's a lot of bowling coming up between now and the middle of February. So we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. That was, once again, head coach of the Pelley Christian Bowling Teams, Rod Blunk, here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.